Bring me the man. I'd like nothing better than bringing him the man. But bring him or not, you have seen the last of me here. At any rate, I am safe.
Exit Sentry. Ode 1, Strophe 1.
Numberless are the world's wonders, but none more wonderful than man. The storm-gray sea yields to his prows. The huge crests bear him high. Earth, holy and inexhaustible, is graven with shiny furrows where his plows have gone year after year, the timeless labor of stallions.
Antistrophe 1.
The light-boned birds and beasts that cling to cover, the lithe fish lighting their reaches of dim water, all are taken, tamed in the net of his mind. The lion on the hill, the wild horse windy-maned, resigned to him, and his blunt yoke has broken the sultry shoulders of the mountain bull.
Strophe 2.
Words also, and thought as rapid as air, he fashions to his good use. Statecraft is his, and his the skill that deflects the arrows of snow, the spears of winter rain. From every wind he has made himself secure, from all but one. In the late wind of death he cannot stand.
Antistrophe 2.
O clear intelligence, force beyond all measure, O fate of man working both good and evil, when the laws are kept, how proudly his city stands. When the laws are broken, what of his city then? Never may the anarchic man find rest at my hearth. Never it be said that my thoughts are his thoughts.
Scene 2. Re-enter Sentry leading Antigone.
What does this mean? Surely this captive woman is the Princess Antigone. Why should she be taken?
Here is the one who did it. We caught her in the very act of burying him. Where is Creon?
Just coming from the house.
Enter Creon, Center.
What has happened? Why have you come back so soon?
Sentry, expansively.
O King, a man should never be too sure of anything. I would have sworn that you'd not see me here again. Your anger frightened me so, and the things you threatened me with. But how could I tell then that I'd be able to solve the case so soon? No dice throwing this time. I was only too glad to come. Here is this woman. She is the guilty one. We found her trying to bury him. Take her then, question her, judge her as you will. I am through with the whole thing now, and glad of it.
But this is Antigone. Why have you brought her here?
She was burying him, I tell you.
Creon, severely.
Is this the truth?
I saw her with my own eyes. Can I say more?
The details. Come, tell me quickly.
It was like this. After those terrible threats of yours, King, we went back and brushed the dust away from the body. The flesh was soft by now and stinking. So we sat on a hill to windward and kept guard. No napping this time. We kept each other awake. But nothing happened until the white, round sun whirled in the center of the round sky over us. Then, suddenly, a storm of dust roared up from the earth, and the sky went out. The plain vanished with all its trees in the stinging dark. We closed our eyes and endured it. The whirlwind lasted a long time, but it passed. And then we looked, and there was Antigone. I have seen a mother bird come back to a stripped nest, heard her crying bitterly a broken note or two for the young one stolen. Just so, when this girl found the bare corpse and all her love's work wasted, she wept and cried on heaven to damn the hands that had done this thing. And then she brought more dust and sprinkled wine three times for her brother's ghost. We ran and took her at once. She was not afraid, not even when we charged her with what she had done. She denied nothing. And this was a comfort to me, and some uneasiness, for it is a good thing to escape from death, but it is no great pleasure to bring death to a friend. Yet I always say there is nothing so comfortable as your own safe skin.
Creon, slowly, dangerously.
And you, Antigone, you with your head hanging, do you confess this thing?
I do. I deny nothing.
Creon to Sentry.
You may go.
Exit Sentry.